We have some significant things going on in the Supreme Court, and with us today to talk about it. It involves New York City.
And right now we have on the line with us, we have the NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea. And is the Supreme Court now poised to strike down the New York gun law?
Well, tell us, how would that affect New York City? I mean, New York City has one of the tightest gun laws in the country. I think in a city of 9 million people, you only have like 2,200 and something carry permits. Tell us.
Yeah, John, you hit it exactly. When you look at what's going on in the Supreme Court right now, I mean, we are watching this closely, as many New Yorkers are. And, you know, gun violence is something that certainly has hit us here in the last 2 years, and not just New York, but across the country. And we would argue that the last thing we need is the infusion of additional guns into the streets in New York City. So it's definitely something that concerns us. You know, we've had our pulse on, you know, how to keep guns out of New York City for so long. To have that kind of upended right now really is a concern.
Can't you at least license them and just not unreasonably withhold? Or what is the exact? What do you think the law would say?
Well, the gun law that's being reviewed right now in the court really looks at that issue. And what is being argued is that any attempt to regulate, and by our license division, certainly here in New York City, would be struck down. What that would do would really open the floodgates in terms of people being able to carry guns across the city. And you'll hear many different sides to this. You'll certainly hear people that would love the right to carry a gun. From our viewpoint, it's a tough enough environment as it is. Even well-meaning people that may wish to carry guns, you know, we see guns stolen, we see heated arguments escalate in a hurry. And from our viewpoint, we would love for it to be the NYPD and law enforcement to be the ones carrying the guns. Let us deal with the criminals that are illegally carrying the guns on the street, and that's a tough enough job as it is these days, and not infuse extra guns onto the streets of literally every neighborhood. You know, this police department 2 years ago had driven the gun violence down to unprecedented levels in New York City. Just smart enforcement of the existing laws. I think people have a pretty significant confidence in the ability of the NYPD to keep criminals at bay and to fight crime. But you got to give the cops the tools that they need. And when you look at some of the things that have come out recently, you know, the bail being the most recent one, where you're just letting the criminals go over and over. I mean, yesterday we had a mother pushing a two-year-old in a stroller in the Bronx, and the mother is shot. Last week on the Upper West Side, it was a tourist. So, you know, I would challenge everyone on the call and listening. When's the last time that we had a law that actually helped the police passed in New York State?
Commissioner Shea, thank you for your 30 years of service to New York City and everything you've done. And God bless you, and God bless New York. And we'll catch up again real soon.